Do bro codes apply the same for girls? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
In today's episode, we're talking all about girl codes. I'm pretty sure if you're a girl, you know that there's certain unspoken quote-unquote rules that girls should follow. Maybe an example would be like, don't date your best friend's ex. But to make things a little bit juicier, we have a link for, quote, all you need to know about the bro code. And we're just swapping out the bro for girl and seeing if these rules apply the same way for us girls. And we'll also link this in our description if you want to take a look as well. But yeah.
Should I just switch it out for girls?
Yeah.
If your bestie's boyfriend asks you about where your bestie is, you know nothing. So you always claim that, oh, I don't know, or you just keep it a secret for your girlfriend.
I agree. Girls don't do that shit.
I would. You know that trend on TikTok where it's like, oh, let's call like the people around you and just be like, hey, I was with you last night, right? I'd be like, yeah, I think so.
Are you okay, Jamila?
She doesn't understand the question.
No, wait, I got it. If her boyfriend asks you where he is, you know nothing at all.
Hold on. Oh, don't do that. Don't. Hold on. Vicky's boyfriend calls you and says, hey, where's Vicky? Or where was Vicky last night? What would you say that situation?
And the code here is you always lie for them, which I agree with.
Or if Vicky's boyfriend says, hey, Jam, Vicky told me that you were with her last night. Is that true?
Yeah, she was.
Lie within reason, you know? Like, if my sister called, like, my sister's boyfriend, who also lives in New York right now, was like, were you with Whitney last night? I'd be like, are you dumb? I'm in California. Like, you know? But if it's something that you can pull off, I would lie.
Yeah, me too.
I would be like, yeah, she was, but you should talk to her.
Yeah. Or like, if you don't know how tricky you can get, you'd be just like, I don't know, like, when should I? And then on the side,
that's
text
so
them.
Sketch.
Would I?
Don't even pick up. Text us the friend. Yo, your boyfriend's calling me. Like, anything you need to tell me about right now.
Yeah, I feel like if it was like, I don't really talk to this person, aka your boyfriend or something, and they called me, I wouldn't pick up the first time. I'd text him and be like, what's going on? Why are they calling me? And then I'd be like, hey, sorry, I missed your call.
No, see, I would think that something happened. So I'd be like, oh, fuck, what happened?
Oh.
But it's okay. We wouldn't be in that situation anyway. So.
Yeah. I would lie, though. I feel like immediate thought, I'd be like, oh, I got a cover.
If your friend assigns you as her wingman at the party, make her proud by doing your job well. She's hooking up with the guy she is eyeing.
Oh, she read that wrong. So the person that she's interested in, it makes it your responsibility that at the end of the night, they're hooking up. I think that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
It's saying her hooking up with a guy that she's eyeing is your responsibility.
No.
It's not right, my responsibility.
Like, I'll help.
Exactly. Like, if there's opportunities that let me help, I would be there. But that whole night, that's not my only responsibility.
Like, if you're down, I would push you to go talk to him.
Yeah. Or I'd be like, yeah, we'll go together. And, like, I would stand there and be quiet. I've done that for Jam.
When?
At Jen's birthday. Remember when we're at the bowling center and there was like the guy that was in whatever frat and Jam was like a little tipsy. And so she was like, that guy's really cute. Like, I want to talk to him.
Hold on.
Can someone come with me?
No.
And you asked me to come with you and I did. But I just stood behind you and I didn't say anything.
Stop. I said, one, I think he's not bad, but I thought his cousin was cuter. But I want to talk to this guy because he knew Lawrence. I want to go like... Dude, this girl
hold on, dude. Yeah, I was going to say, hold on. I will not trust Vicky's stories ever because this isn't the first time where she'd be like, says a whole spiel and be like, oh, I was wrong. Never mind.
Okay, but that's like pretty much the same thing. Like, we approached a guy that she wanted to talk to and then I just stood there.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, no. Well, I'll push you to do it. But then if you, and it's not my responsibility, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'd still want a fun night if I go to a party.
Oh my god, that's so mean. The next question is, you must do all you can to save your girl from dating an ugly guy. Chances are that she's too drunk to even make out that that person is a girl or a guy. What the
fuck?
If you're sure she's sober, then that means you can shrug off all responsibility and try your own luck with hotter men around.
Damn, I kind of agree.
You don't have to phrase the question like that, but
no, I was just saying, if they're so drunk to even make out a person is a girl or a guy, I don't think I will let them make out with people.
Yeah. Wait. That's like a very... Actually, let's all answer this first and then I'll pose my whatever. I do agree.
No, okay,
with that.
Hold on. The first part is you must do all you can to save your girl from dating an ugly guy. Dating an ugly guy is very different than just like at the bar where you're blasted and you can't tell the person in front of you is a man or a woman.
I guess like to initiate the start of something, like they're so blasted that they're like trying to instigate something to happen. Would you stop them if they were like not, you know, that that's not your friend's type?
Yes.
You would stop them?
Yes. Just because I've been that blasted friend and, you know, regrets were made.
I've stopped her before. I feel like either way, if you're like really fucked up, it doesn't matter who the person in front of you is. I don't think I would let that's you true. Do anything. If it was that bad.
Yeah,
that was true. Like my next hypothesis is like, let's say that we all go out and you know, we want a fun time with a man, but, and this was established before that we were drunk, but then we get like super wasted, like pretty drunk. Would you still let your friend go and like have a fun time with the guy?
When you say go, like just you go off with him, like we're not gonna see you for the night kind of thing?
Yeah. No, or like you guys hang out in
any situation,
the same group.
Even if you're not super blasted, I would not let you go off to a room alone with a guy.
Oh. Even if I was like, I want to.
No, I would not.
Oh.
Wait, is it like a party? If it was like a party where there's mutuals, maybe. Actually, I don't know that I would even for a mutual unless I knew him. I don't know. I would just triple make sure that you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but the first part of the question is very different. Dating an ugly man, I think taste is subjective. So if you love the man, do what you gotta do.
But you just gotta be like real clear why you love this man.
It's kind of hard. Like I would feel really sad if like I was interested in someone and you guys were like, oh my god, he's so ugly. Why do you like him? I'd be like, oh.
Okay, yeah, we went. I did. Maybe I should stop roasting at initial looks because what if this man becomes your long term? But I feel like that shouldn't matter if you really like their personality.
True.
Personality over everything, always. Yeah. For all three of us.
Yep.
Damn, that's a bro code. You must do all you can to save your bro from dating an ugly girl. Damn, men ain't shit. Just kidding.
I feel like men would hella. They'd be like, bro, she's not ugly. She's not cute.
It's why you see hot ass women with average ass men. Just kidding.
For real.
Next question.
If your girl asks you about your opinion of her new date, you're supposed to give an honest answer. If you don't like him, tell her. Just make sure you're not saying, I want him in my bed right now.
Wait, what's the second part mean?
Like, he's so good looking that you would sleep with him. Like, because this is like your first initial reaction. Kind of like if I look at someone and I'm like, ew, he's ugly. But this is the opposite of that.
Also, this is just like superficial, like based on looks.
It's like if you're, let's say, Jam, you're swiping on Hinge and then you show me a guy, like I'm supposed to give you a very honest answer about this person. But what it's saying is like you shouldn't say like, oh, I would like fuck him right now.
Oh.
Because that's your guy, not mine.
See, I feel like I've done that. And then y'all give me like really honest answers. I'm like a little like.
Wait, for what? I'm sorry. I kind of blacked out. What?
I feel like I sent you as guys, like, from Hinge and stuff. Like, most of the time, you know, it's chill. But, you know, sometimes you're like, really honest about some stuff. And I'm just kind of like, ow.
Oh, fuck. Like, but isn't that mostly about his looks or his profile, right? Not necessarily a first date, right?
Yeah.
Just like said that their, like, nose looks ugly. Or not their nose, their name.
Yeah.
So, sorry. But then we have such opposite types that you shouldn't take offense to it.
Or just don't say it, Vicky.
Okay. I won't say anything.
Well, now you guys not
then I do not agree with this girl code. I will lie.
No, I agree with it. No. If one of you guys were like, oh, I just went on a first date with this person, I felt this, I would be honest feel about your date. Like, if you were like, oh my god, he's so attractive, and insert kind of like a questionable thing that he did, I'd be like, wait. I don't care how he looks. This part was questionable.
Oh, that's what Jam warned me about my ex, and I didn't listen, so.
Right.
It's like how you guys was asking about the possible flat earther that I went on a date with.
Oof. Oh, bro.
That was a big red flag to me.
Yeah, but Jam doesn't care.
I like to believe that it was just a joke. But we'll never find out.
It better have been sarcastic.
One day and done. It was a one and done.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're like really excited about somebody and then both of you guys were more on the fence. I would be like,
I feel like you kind of experienced that a little bit with DJ guy.
Yeah. Don't you dare, because you all guys were not honest. Shut up.
It wasn't honest, but it was definitely like not, oh my God, I'm so happy for you.
I mean, like, I was.
You sure?
Because based on what she's told me, I was like, oh, sounds like a good time.
See, I really remember like the only time that I felt like I gave a warning, which I didn't, was we were at Regent's and it was after he left, and then we sat at our dining table and you're like, so how do you like feel about and things like that, and I was like, oh, I'm just surprised that he's your type. Like, I remember having that conversation.
This girl at the after party of that event, she straight up, when there was something going on, Vicky straight up whispered in my ear, was like, Sharon, he's ugly.
I did. No, I did. It was even at the after party, because like what's his face was trying to set you guys up. I think asked me first if you were interested, and I was like, I looked at, I was like, no. And then you started showing interest, and I was like, what?
I was okay, so I never thought he was ugly. I'm sorry. I never thought he was ugly.
Yeah, I just didn't think he was your type. I was shook. And then it progressed to wherever it did.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
See, sometimes my intuition's correct.
You must never leave your girl alone without any ride, no matter how much you want to get laid. There's no way you're letting her walk more than 3 blocks.
Agreed.
Facts. Especially in today's day and age.
I have to say situational. Let's just say we're at a house party with all people we know. And then someone else could give the friend a ride that we know. That's fine. Right?
Wait, someone gives you a ride?
Like for example, we're all going to a party, right? And I'm your ride. But that night, I'm like, fuck, I gotta get laid right now. But then we're all at a party and it's like, Crystal's also there. Like, yo, Crystal, can you drive Sharon and Vicky home instead?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I would only let that if we knew the situation was mutual for both you and the guy that you're trying to fuck.
Yeah.
Like, even if there is an interest, I would still be like, no, I'll stay. Like, if you want to sleep, then I'll also sleep on the couch, or we're leaving together.
No, I think it would have been very, what's that called? Body language. If I saw that you and the guy were being physical all night, then okay, I got it.
But even in that situation, like, I feel like I would even go to extreme of saying, even if there is attraction and interest on both ends, I would not leave her alone there without
most
someone.
Likely, yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, because that's still entering a whole house of people that she does not know, and she's a girl by herself.
I agree.
So, like, I would like her to know that if something happens that she doesn't want that to happen, like, I would be there and we'll go home together, and she has someone that she knows. It's a dual package.
The next question is, you will you will do whatever it takes to make your girl, that sounds so weird, you'll do whatever it takes to make your friend look like a superhero in front of others. If she is bad at a certain sport you're playing, you play weak and save her image. Nah, bro. Yeah. Don't make me look dumb.
I'm throwing you under the bus, sorry.
Dude, I was gonna say, y'all might make me look
worse
good.
For you. The fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
It's only, like, if you were, like, decent at something, I might gas you up and be like, nah, she's good. But if you were actually bad, I would be like, I don't know.
Well, you know, knowing you guys now, I'm not gonna play weak now, but I was hoping you guys would help me out a little bit, you know?
No.
Nah.
Like, let's say, for example, when you got invited to rock climbing and I was, like, part of that, I would be like, oh my God, Jam's, like, so good at rock climbing. We should totally go.
No.
I'd be like, Jamila, do you want to go? Like, at most, I would be like, oh, I'm really bad, so let's not go, knowing that Jamila doesn't want to go. Maybe I'll
see
that.
I didn't even go because I'm not good enough, and there's no way, because it's an individual sport. There's no way anyone can make me look better, so I just take myself out from the situation completely.
See, I was thinking like bowling, for example.
Dude, can y'all play
I'd be like,
worse?
No, Jen, you got this, bro.
Oh, maybe I would then. Especially if there's no one there that I want to impress.
Nah, bro.
I'd be like, sure.
I'm trying to impress myself. I'm trying to the fuck.
Because bowling's one of those things where I really don't care anything about.
No, bowling is one of bowling is one of those. I show up and it's either going to be I'm really good or I'm really bad and I don't know which one I'm going to get. So you best bet I'm going to do my best to be best.
No, see, the thing with bowling is something I think I'm not bad at. So I'm extra competitive and want to be like, dude, I'm good.
Yeah. Oh. And I know that. So I'll be like, Jam, dude, what's going on? You got this. And I'll just help you up. Yeah.
What if I get stressed and do even worse?
Yeah, I just wouldn't try. I feel like if I don't try, then I'm automatically just bad. So I got you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Or like BP, I'm terrible at it. Terrible. But that doesn't mean I need you guys to like be worse at me then.
See, I feel like to forcefully make yourself bad at something, you have to be really good at it in the first place. And I don't got a lot of that. So like,
no, imagine if it's like us at like bowling or BP and we all just play shitty like for each other. I mean, they'll be like, no wonder they're friends, bro.
That's equal standing ground. No. Way impressing shit out here.
Oh, man. No, it's okay. I need one of us to look good, okay?
Anyways.
The next one is kind of funny.
A wing woman is never supposed to put her girl down in front of the other boy. If the wing woman makes the girl look bad in front of the target, other friends are totally entitled to bash her up later.
Nah, bro, I'm gonna make fun of you. What the fuck?
I love that Jamila can't understand some of these questions.
No, I get it.
She's like, gotta clarify, please.
No, I just need in a situation. That makes it a lot easier for me to process. But I get it.
Okay.
I wouldn't be like, oh my god, Jamila's so good at this. Like, oh my god, you should totally talk to her about it. It's funny if we bring up things to roast other people.
Yeah. About.
When me and Vicky met those new, like, JK's new friends, we roasted the shit out of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
See, it's not, like, making you look good, but making sure you're always in the center of the attention. Like, I'd be like, oh my god, Jamila sucks ass at that. Ask her about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Or like, oh my god, Jamila, like, content creates. It's just hella funny. Yeah. Like, here. You know? Like, I just bring you up constantly, but I don't know if it's good or bad lighting.
Because if a guy also just kept gassing up his friend in front of me, I'd be like, dude, shut up.
Can you? That's true.
Yeah. There's a Twitter, like, trend for a while where if someone, like, post like a good picture of a girl or something, people would comment, my man's got a house that he let me rent for like four weeks. Like that. Jam doesn't know what I'm talking about.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's like a joke.
Mm-hmm. Like I would joke about that to gas you up. Like,
thanks for saving my life last week.
Like, yeah, like you're the man. Or like, oh my god, you let me borrow your Mercedes last week, do you want to pick up your keys today? Like, you know?
That's funny. That's different.
Ah, I get it now.
Nice. Oh my god, number 15.
That's a juicy one. Jam?
Anything a girl does in a drunken state is justified. Everything is forgiven for her. You shall make excuses for her whenever required, for she shall do the same when the time comes.
No. Not true. Don't agree. That's such a bro thing, though. I can see it as a bro thing. I feel like guys don't really check guys. Girls check girls, and girls check guys, but guys do not check guys. This one's hard, though, because I was raised on the principle of never doing it in front of other people. Like, I wouldn't check you in front of, like, other people if they're around, but I'd check you if it's just one-on-one.
What do you mean by check?
Like, be like, that was fucked up of you to do.
Oh.
Like, let's say, like, you accidentally made out with someone and you were talking to a guy or dating someone because you were hella drunk.
Yeah, you have the conversation the night or the next day.
Yeah. I feel like in the moment, I would hella just, like, move you and be like, what the fuck? But I wouldn't make a big-ass scene over, like, how you're such a dumb bitch for doing that, you know?
I read this as, like, anything a bro does is in a drunken state is justified.
Like what?
Like, anything? No, like, don't cheat. Like, that's not justifiable just because you're drunk. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, nah, bro. If we do something in a drunken state, we best bet we're going to tell each other the next day.
Oh, what if they're, like, a mean drunk? Like, they just yell at people and they're just drunk. What would you do?
I don't know mean drunks.
Really?
No. If someone tests me while I'm drunk, my patience is very, very, very thin.
Yeah.
But if you were to see you guys, I'd do my best to help. Okay. But, yeah.
I've given up on Jam. I'm never running after her again.
No, that's a mistake.
Yeah, I feel like not everything's justified just because you're drunk. That is not an excuse at all. Oh, I should ask some of my guy friends this. I would be so pissed if they said yes to that question.
Okay, the next question is, a girl should never allow another girl to text a guy when drunk. I agree.
I don't agree.
Oh, really?
Depends. I mean, is the guy like Jamila's just a lost. Friend? Oh. Or, I mean, is the guy just a friend? Or is this like a, with a more, there's more intentions to that?
It can be anything. Maybe a little bit more, or they've had history in the past or something.
No, they shouldn't. They know.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to. I would try to prevent you from doing it.
But there's a line, though, because it's just like if she's been really interested and then you get the vibes that something could happen and it takes being drunk to have that courage to make the move, I would encourage it.
Oh, we're not like we're single.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, like maybe you're talking to a guy and no one's really making that first move to initiate something more like established or like, oh, let's do something. And you're drunk and you're like, oh, I really want something to happen.
No, because when you're drunk, like I would just be like, okay, you had this thought last night. Let's have it again tomorrow when you're sober.
I feel like sometimes it takes, because I'm that type. Like I need to have a couple shots in me to like feel okay to start something. So if I was sober, I'd be too logical about it. And I'm like, oh, let's not.
See, just Jam has something to say.
Personal experience, it's worked really well and it's worked not so well for me. So I'm just like, it really depends on like who the guy is.
The situation. Texting. Yeah. Like if it's your ex, slap me.
Yeah, I guess for more scenarios than not, though, I think I would want you to wait until you're sober.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very Sharon.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want us to let you if you're like, oh, I want to text him. I'd be like, no.
Yeah, no.
Oh. I wouldn't see Sharon saying shit like that when she's drunk, though.
Because she just acts.
Oh, my God. Imagine if I just did it and then I'd be like, hey, I texted. What would you guys do?
Beat you. And I'd be like, sorry, that was Vicky.
Stupid. Damn. I feel like getting drunk calls or drunk texts are really cute.
Oh, yeah. When we're the receiving end, I don't mind, but I don't like being the doer.
Oh, yeah.
I like both. I like doing more to someone that I'm like I'm seeing or like I'm dating, whatever.
Are you like that in all aspects? For example, I'd much rather be this person who gets broken up with than me being someone who breaks up with someone. So I'm a receiver on that end too. But you'd rather be the doer?
I don't know if I'd rather be the doer, but if someone has to do it.
Which one would you rather be though? The person doing it or the one getting it done to you? Heartbreaker or heartbroken?
Oh. Yes. Honestly, I don't think I have a preference. I think it's just like whatever it works out to. But at the same time, most of the things that have like broken off or like relationships that have broken off, it all came to like a mutual point. It wasn't like...
Jam is such a switch in every aspect of her life. You could be both ends and I can see you doing both ends.
Because it's always like we broke up first time and then we get back together and we break up again. And by the time we break up a second time, it's very known like both of us think is like an end to this. So it's not really like a... There's not really a clear role.
Let's say you have a really good guy friend who was introducing his girlfriend and you guys like go somewhere, but then he, I don't know, has for some reason disappeared. Do you feel like you should be more protectant of the girlfriend that came with him?
What?
Like, let's say you guys come to a party together and then one of your really close guy friends bring his girl to the party and he's like
his girlfriend.
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Wait, does his girlfriend know anyone else at the party?
Probably not. It's like first time introducing to his group of friends and he suddenly has to like go to the bathroom or like go pick up something from the store and she stayed without him. Like, would you feel the need to like be extra friendly or be extra like protecting her from certain things?
Yeah. I want to get to know her.
Same.
I want her to feel awkward or feel like timid in a big party like that. Why do I feel like sometimes guys don't want to bring their girlfriends out to meet their friends? But I think girls are more like open to, oh, I want you guys to meet my boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying. I think that too. Or they're more shy about like introducing a very official girlfriend to the group. You don't think so, Sharon?
I don't think I ever experienced that.
A part of me is just like, do you not think she's like the one, so you don't want to make that introduction? Or are you actually shy? Don't know, but I better start seeing people's girlfriends or else I'm going to put myself, stalk them or something.
Next one. A girl shall never describe her sexual encounter in explicit details to any of her girls. I disagree.
It's a double standard. This one's a double standard. I feel what like if guys did that shit, I would be very, very pissed. But if it was a girl doing it to her girls, I'd be like, yeah.
Like if a guy were talking to a guy about it?
Yeah. In explicit detail?
I feel like the guy was like, damn, she was hella good. Then I'd be like, okay.
No, like the us explicit detail. I feel like that's a double, the one of the few double standards that I have. Like a girl can, but a guy cannot. Dude, like that's why I'm like, sometimes I get pissed with certain groups of people, but then I think about it and I'm like, I say the same shit to my girlfriends and like it feels fine. But when I hear it from them, I'm like, ew, that's disgusting.
Oh. I'm trying to think.
Because it's kind of like, for example, if I was having, I don't know, dinner with my friends who are guys, and they're like, that girl has a great, like, set of ass or, like, tits, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, no. But then if we did that about a
See,
guy,
I wouldn't
I was like,
think that,
oh,
though.
My God, he looks like he has a big dick. You know? Like, that. Why does that seem so much more fine?
I would be okay if the guy said that.
Oh, I would not. I'd be like, that's really misogynistic as fuck.
I think it's because
it's okay for them to answer when you ask, but if they just bring it up, like she walks by and they're like, damn, she got great tits, I'd be like, ew, stop.
No, we're talking about in the bedroom.
Oh, that too. Okay, that's also like coming into play. If a guy, like, I would be low-key mad if my boyfriend told his best friend what we did in the bedroom, like in explicit detail.
But we would.
Yeah, but then I'd want to hear it from you guys. So it's a double standard for me.
It's a man problem.
Yeah, it's because they're men that makes me feel gross.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very, when you say it like that, it's very, very misogynistic.
Oh.
And like objectifying of the woman.
Yeah.
So I understand. The thing is, I feel like guys generally, okay, maybe Vicky, you'll say like, oh, I know for a fact my guy friends talk about this, but I feel like guys don't tell guys explicit details of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that too. No, it could, yeah.
Fuck, we need a guy here.
See, the thing, like, how I imagine them talking about it is just like, she was hella wet or she was hella tight. And I'm like, I would be pissed if I heard that. But if they said it behind my back, like, what can I do about it?
See, I feel like in that girl's perspective, if I don't tell you guys would be like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah. This is like one of the like double standards that I don't care. Like it's a hill I'll die on. I'll talk everything about what we did, but I don't want you talking about it to your guy friends.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I think me too, actually.
Yeah.
I think for me, it really has to happen for me to really decide on like how I feel about it.
Dude, I don't know. I would feel weird. Like I wouldn't even be able to look at his friend in the face, you know?
You know why? That's because men objectify women, but we don't.
Yeah, I would not like that at all.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, if one of us had, like, SOs and we brought him, like, I explicitly told you about, like, our bedroom details and I brought him to, like, a hangout, I don't think you guys would be like, oh, my God, that's all I can think about.
Yeah.
Versus if he brought his guy friends, I'd be like, holy fuck, is that all he's thinking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It makes me uncomfy.
Maybe that is a bro code. Don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it to your guy friends.
I feel like that should be a I feel like if you're really close with a guy, you wouldn't really want to know either. That's kind of weird.
I'm just imagining our closest guy friends and they don't. I'm just imagining them talking about this stuff.
I wouldn't ask them about
this. I mean, I wouldn't ask, but I'm just imagining. I don't think it would happen.
Yeah.
At most, it's more like, did you try this? And then, okay.
No, it would be like, was it good?
Yeah.
Like asking for advice or like, what happened? Yeah, actually, I don't want to know what happened either, but like, yeah, good for you, bro. Next one, never sleep with a girl's ex-girlfriend or
ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I agree.
True.
I agree. Especially if she specifically said, no, I'm not comfortable with it.
I'm just even thinking about in our scenario, like in that case ever happens, like we date one of each other's exes, even though like it might be a good relationship, but dude, I have to like see this person a lot.
No, it's not even that. It's just like the guilt.
A friend dated my ex and then I dated him again after her, or like we were talking again.
Did you ask her if you guys could talk again?
I think so. And she's like, yeah, it was just like a phase for her.
I only have one ex. You guys could date him. I don't care.
They could date all of my exes besides the recent one. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah, I don't want GS to date my exes.
We won't, but oh, interesting.
Like none of them?
I think there's three people that are off limits. Or like the two exes for sure. I think it's just like I don't want to see them again.
You fucking forgot. Two exes.
And I think would be my third off limit.
I feel like the most important part of this code is you have to ask for permission. Like it's okay to catch feelings and like think that you're interested or whatever, but ask if it's okay, even if it's an ex.
A bro or a girl should always be forgiven. Girls are for life. There's nothing a girl can do to deserve hatred. What's something that is not forgivable?
Money. Business.
Money?
Yeah. Business related things.
Like if I cheated you out of your money kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're not going to do that.
Well, that would be where I draw the line. Mm. Like if you cheated out, like did something, what's the word? Like unforgivable, I guess, in terms of business.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is clearly never going to happen, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, no. There's a but after. This is never going to happen. But what if, and I'm sorry, Jam, you're going to be the example because I don't want to. What if Jam and
hooked up?
There's, yeah.
That was going to be my.
And I guess yours would be Vicky or me with, you know.
I think for me, eventually I would forgive just because I think the friendship has a lot in me where I'm just like, I don't think I'll ever get used to like not having you guys around anymore. But I feel like I have to, I'll need a lot of time to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I feel like you would never be the same.
I feel like there's always maybe like a hint of like, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Like I'd be like, was it really worth it for you to risk our friendship?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It would have to depend on how it happened too. I feel like I'd be more forgiving if you were either really, really drunk or you really, really liked him. But if it was like a half-ass one-off, then I would be like, you could have chosen anybody to do that with, yet you choose the one person that I was like, don't do it. Like if you're really, really down bad and it just happened, there's a reason. And if you really, really liked him, like I know that you can't help that shit, then sure.
I think that's even worse.
No, because like...
Well, all aspects of it is bad, but just... Yeah. Knowing that there were real feelings involved, I think that would be worse on my part, not necessarily like your guys' part.
See, my thing is like you guys never really got to know my ex. I wouldn't fault you for getting to know this person and then really liking them because you never did in the first place. Like you didn't know who they were or whatever. But if you were really close and like nothing happened when we were dating, we split and I was like, don't do it. And you did. Then I'd be like, this whole time I introduced you guys got close and were really good friends. You were thinking of him in this way and you never said anything.
That's really a big heart of you. But dude, if that happens, I think
you'd be pissed.
I'll be pretty like.
Yeah. No, it'd be very hurtful.
Even if I was like, this is the love of my life.
I think if you told me that's the love of your life, then I'll be like, okay, like, that's fine. But I think it's still gonna take me like a good bit to get over it. And I don't think I'll ever be the presence of you guys or take me a lot to be in the presence of you guys together. Or like even just like see him.
Yeah. That's true.
Agreed.
Like, I think I'll always just not be like in that situation. And I think if you guys do get together, you got like that the girl also has to be smart enough to like never put those two people in the same situation, in the same like room or whatever.
I feel like it's easier if you guys, like let's say I got with your ex, but before that you got into a relationship. It's easier than if you were like single and seeing me with your ex.
But I guess for you,
I won't know about that one.
But it might be a little different because for you, it's like your ex. So you already like were together with him. But for me and Sharon, that off-limit person isn't an ex.
It's like a what if.
Yeah, it's like a what if. Or like, it's like a different type of like, oh, we didn't work out.
Nothing is impossible if you believe.
So that was our point of view on the common bro codes. I feel like for most part, I think we're pretty half 50-50 about it. Honestly, I'm not sure. The conversation was really long. So, you know, if you guys know any bro codes that we have not mentioned, drop it in the comments or let us know. And then maybe we could do a follow-up if there's enough or we like want to do a follow-up episode. All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.